This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Loved People Love. It was written and read by John Opgenorth. The scripture for today is 1 Peter 1, starting at verse 22 and reading through chapter 2, verse 3. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. So put away all malice, and all deceit, and hypocrisy, and envy, and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good.
The last year has brought out some of the worst in our human relationships. People pointed fingers of blame over a pandemic, racial tensions reached a tipping point, there were even fights over face masks. In such turbulent times, love one another earnestly from a pure heart looks almost improbable. That kind of love can only be offered by people who first know they are so loved by God. Peter noted again that the basis of our life in Christ and our love for others is that we are born again. Jesus had told Nicodemus the same, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Here, Peter explained that God's word was the means by which we experienced that new birth. God's word is living and abiding, but unlike anything else that lives. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. That word is the pure spiritual milk which believers should long for like newborn infants in verse 2. As we daily crave God's word and take it into our lives, we are reminded that we are so loved by God that he gave us his only begotten Son. When we know that God has so loved the whole world in Jesus, we begin to see other people in a different light. Suddenly, malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander evaporate. Loved people love people.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including subscribing to a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.